Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today's topic is, are you doing everything you can to see the best results? Are you? Well, we're going to go into it. But before we do, I want to remind you that if you like this, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe. Both help my channel grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Okay. So are you doing everything you can? Are you giving it all to see the best results? Let's go over some things just to make sure that you are. One. Mentally, are you going into this saying, I am going to be 100%? Mentally positive is so important, okay? Our mindset of how we go approach anything in life, whether it's work, family, friends, you want to go in 100%. You don't want to go into your weight loss going, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to see how it goes. No, that's the results you're going to get. You have to go into it. I'm going to do 100%. I'm giving it all I have. That is what is going to give you the very best results. So that's one, mental mindset positive. 100%, no matter what time of day it is, you are going into this and you're going to give it everything you have. Two, are you giving it everything you have? That's the next question. You have to look at your life and say, am I planning, preparing, following through? Even though I'm so busy like everyone else and I'm up early and I'm up late, am I doing my exercise? Am I finding that hour in the day? Because we all have it somewhere. And of course, a lot of times when you're looking for that hour, it's, am I going to sit on the couch and rest or am I going to exercise? And I want you to always remember, exercise gives you energy. It does not make you tired. It does the opposite. Sitting on the couch will make you tired. So when you have that choice in your day and you say, I'm going to sit on the couch and rest, that's not giving it 100%. That's not giving it everything you have. And that's not going to give you the best results. When you follow your menu, you plan, prepare, you follow through, and you get that exercise in, that is giving it 100%. When you know you're going to a party and you know what you're doing before, because you know you want to stay on program, that is giving it 100%. That is the difference. So think about your life. Think about each day that you're on program. Are you giving it 100%? Mentally, we want to go into it. Now, physically, are you giving it 100%? Okay. Number three, are you there for yourself? This is so important. Think about it. You have to be your own best friend in order to get the best results. You have to step up and be there for yourself, because a lot of times we're in situations where even our closest friends might not give us the best advice, might not lead us down the best path. You have to lead yourself down that best path. And the only way to do that is to be your best friend. Know what you want, know what's important to you, know how you want to go into something, and know how you feel when you want to come out of it. When you do that and you are there for yourself, you will give yourself the best advice, and that's what you'll follow, because you'll know no one wants this more for you than you do. So who's better advice to take when you're in a situation than your own? Okay, so be there for yourself and be your own best friend. So now we have mentally, mindset, positive, 100%, right? Look at your life. Are you giving it everything you have? Are you doing everything you can for your best results? And three, be your own best friend and be there for yourself, because that's who's going to give you the best advice to get the best results. Now, I want you to do one last thing for me. I want you to ask yourself, why are you doing this? Why do you want to lose weight? Why is it important to you? I think we forget to ask ourselves that really important question, because it's not just always about, oh, I want to be thin, or I want to fit in a size jean. You know, sometimes we have motivating factors such as we may have a party that we want to be feeling our best for and looking our best for, a wedding, a vacation, and those are all great. But is there something else internally that you want to do this for? What is your why? Ask yourself that, because that is going to help you stay on program. That is going to help you get the best results. And it's also going to help you give it 100%. And I'm going to tell you a little story about one of my clients, which I think is such a great story that I really want to share it. When she first came to me, you know, she was overweight and she was just so unhappy. And she really thought she was going to do this. She wanted to lose weight because her and her husband were having so many problems. She was like, I'm probably going to get divorced. We just cannot work things out. And I want to look good and feel good. So what happens as she goes? Now, this is going over a period of about 6 months because it took her that long to get down to where her goal was. But throughout it was just fascinating, because not only do I always get to see clients when they lose weight, they look so much younger. And yes, they definitely look younger because weight ages you. So that's definitely a thing. But it's not only physically that I see them look younger, I see them mentally look younger. They just treat themselves differently. They treat themselves better because they start feeling good about themselves and the confidence is there. So to make a long story short, what happened was they ended up working out their problems. And she told me recently, she never realized how much the weight had affected her relationship, even with her kids. She said, you know, I just always had such a short fuse. And I just was always so miserable in my body and the way I felt that when we had an argument, I didn't even want to hear it. I didn't want to even listen to whatever he had to say because I wasn't happy. And when you're not happy, it's very hard to work things out. That's why I always tell you, you have to be happy with yourself before you can even begin to make someone else happy. So that's why it's so important to do the things that make you feel good, that keep you healthy. You know, it's not always being a size 2 or size 0 or size 4. It's about being in a good place with your body and knowing that I feel good, so I'm able to help others around me. And that really is what this was about. They ended up working out everything. They're doing so well. They're in such a great place because she changed and she needed to change. You know, she didn't even want to be intimate with him because of the way she felt. So everything just snowballs into, wow, like we go from start arguing, then we're never intimate. Then I don't even want to listen to him. And it all came down to because she was just so miserable with herself. And she didn't even realize that's what was affecting her whole relationship. Even with her children, she said she used to have such a short fuse. And now that she felt so good about herself, you know, when she was exercising, it's such a stress release when you're exercise, you know, and it was helping her anxiety and everything about her weight as she kept dropping it. I could tell she was changing as a person. She was feeling good about herself and her confidence was there. And that was changing her relationship with herself. So that made it be able to change with her husband, with her kids, with her family, with her friends. Everything in her life got positive. And listen, this is not always going to be the case. Of course, we have clients who get divorced. I'm just saying you have to look at yourself. And sometimes you don't realize what the weight, how it makes you feel. You know, sometimes you don't realize how unhappy you are because of how you feel. And if that is the case, and that is your why, you see, it's so important to change it. Because whatever would have happened at the end of this story, the most important thing is she got to a place where she realized she didn't even realize how unhappy she was. Not even just with the way she looked, more importantly, with the way she felt about herself, about everything around her. nothing was making her happy. She was miserable. And it just, you know, it radiated to everyone. And you have to look at your life and say, am I affecting those around me because I'm not happy? You know, am I making things so much harder in my life because I'm not happy? And if that's the case, and that's because you are not happy with the way you feel, whether it's because of your weight, whether it's because you just feel unhealthy, whether it's because your clothes don't fit you anymore, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's making you unhappy, you need to change it. And that is a really big why. Okay. Why am I doing this? It's because I'm not happy with the way I feel. And when I'm not happy with the way I feel, I can't be making people around me happy. Even though you may think you are, you can't be, because when you're not happy with yourself, you're not helping others around you. You're not making them happy. And you certainly cannot help someone else when you cannot help yourself. You have to do it for yourself so you feel your best every day. And then you can help everyone around you. Okay. Then you can make the happiness around you, even if you don't have to help others. You know, helping others isn't just one thing. It's helping them in all different ways. Just you smiling at someone and your true happiness of how you feel and you feel good. It could be a stranger. Smiling at them will make them smile. And that could be somebody that's not happy in their life and you just made them happy. It could be little things to big things like this relationship and how it changed them 100% because she felt so good about herself and she got her confidence back. And you know, she was walking into the room. I mean, she would walk into my room. She was like a different person, you know, just so much lighter on her feet, in her body, in her mind. And it showed everywhere. And it really reflected in her relationships in all areas of her life. And that is really what I want to express to you. Think about your why. And whatever it is, put that in your heart, because that is what's going to help you get through this. That is what's going to help you get your results. Remember, it's not always about the scale number. You know, it's not always about fitting in a size or a pair of jeans or your favorite clothes. Those are great motivations, but sometimes it can be even deeper than that. So think about your why. Think about how you feel. Think about feeling your happiness. You know, think about feeling your happiest and feeling good inside and out. And that's what's important, because when you do that, and you may even notice after you do it, and when you're in that mindset, when you're on that path, and many of you have probably been there before, you always feel so good. You wonder why you let yourself off that path. You always feel so good and in control. And you know that is what makes everyone else around you happy. So get on that path. Do the right things. Find out what your why is. That's even more important to do it. Okay? Keep the positive mindset. Be 100%. Go into it 100%. Think about your life. Are you giving everything you can to see your results and be there for yourself and be your best friend? I hope this helps. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.